The Traveler's Journal, April 25th. Seeing ourselves as others see us. Although the U.S. is the only major country with no national tourism office, millions of foreign visitors flock here each year. They come to see city sights and taste the diversity that is America. But what are their expectations? Foreign guidebooks offer some clues. For example, Le Guide du Routard advises French travelers on buying shirts at Brooks Brothers and erotic underwear at Victoria's Secret, where they'll find, quote, choices for all tastes and tendencies, with prices that are much more affordable than France. Germans, on the other hand, get insights on dessert. Till Bartels Ein Reisebuch in den Alltag pans American baked goods, but it raves about our ice cream, citing Baskin-Robbins, Ben & Jerry's, Haagen-Dazs, and Breyers. Root beer floats are especially recommended. Buying a hot dog at a stand and eating it while you walk is what New Yorkers do, explains America for Your Pleasure, a guidebook that is popular in Japan. And Stati Uniti di America tells Italian travelers to head for New York's Little Italy for the traditional tastes they cannot do without. Guia Turistica Descubrimus Estados Unidos guides South American travelers on a scandal tour of Washington, revealing where two centuries of presidential peccadilloes have occurred. Finally, a Chinese guide, U.S. Travel with Characteristics, waxes forth on the wedding chapels of Las Vegas, which it calls a colorful, shining city, which gives impression of a bit of low taste. The moral? Sometimes what you're looking for is exactly what you find. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a host of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.